And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of July, 2016. 1885 on this day, Louis Pasteur successfully tested his vaccine for rabies. 1896, William Sidney Porter, whom we know as O. Henry, fled from Texas to escape charges of embezzlement. He had worked at a bank. His father-in-law posted bail for him, but Porter fled first to New Orleans and then to Honduras, lay low for a while, and then he got word that his wife was dying of tuberculosis, and he returned to Texas, turned himself in. He served 3 years of a 5-year sentence, during which time he wrote and sold adventure stories to support his daughter, Margaret, who had no idea that her dad was in prison. She was just told that he was away on business. Porter was released from prison for good behavior in 1901, moved to New York, continued writing stories, wrote about one per week, and published his first collection, Cabbages and Kings, in 1904. It's the birthday of the author Hilary Mantel, born in Derbyshire, England, 1952. She had already written several novels and a memoir and a collection of stories when she published Wolf Hall in 2009, historical novel about the life of Thomas Cromwell, the advisor to Henry VIII. She won the Booker Prize for that book and then won the prize again for the sequel, Bring Up the Bodies, 3 years later. One of the judges called her the greatest living English prose writer. She's currently at work on the final book in the Cromwell trilogy called The Mirror and the Light. Hilary Mantel, who said the most frequent question writers are asked is, do you write every day or do you just wait for inspiration to strike? I want to say, of course I write every day. What do you think I am, some kind of hobbyist? But I understand the question is really about the central mystery. What is inspiration? Eternal vigilance, in my opinion, being on the watch for your material, day or night, asleep or awake. And today is the birthday of the 14th Dalai Lama, born in Tibet in 1935 to a farm family. His mother gave birth to him on a straw mat in a cowshed behind the family hut. When he was 2 years old, a search team decided that he was the reincarnation of the 13th Dalai Lama. When he was 23, he fled Tibet to escape the Chinese army, which had brought the country back under Chinese rule. Fled on foot to India, where he's lived ever since as a refugee in Dharamsala. Here's a poem for today by Charles Kingsley, Young and Old. When all the world is young, lad, and all the trees are green, and every goose a swan, lad, and every lass a queen, then hay for boot and horse, lad, and round the world away, young blood must have its course, lad, and every dog his day. When all the world is old, lad, and all the trees are brown, and all the sport is stale, lad, and all the wheels run down, creep home and take your place there, the spent and maimed among. God grant you find one face there you loved when all was young. Young and Old by Charles Kingsley. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.